Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, winning in the playoffs sure isn't easy. Congrats on last night.
Thanks, Schultze.
Last night in our second intermission interview with Ross Armour, he talked about having the playoffs taken away from him last year. Has that been used, talked about at all as motivation from the staff, or has that all been kind of internal from the players?
No, we brought it up a couple times, and it's not like motivation. It's just you're just addressing a situation last year, and you know, now we have it's a second opportunity. I think that's kind of how you address it. Just like I think everybody else is probably doing the same thing with their guys, you know. So that's kind of what, you know, we've addressed it, not much, Brian, but a couple times. And, you know, once you mention something to the guys or twice, I'm sure it resonates with them.
You're not a rah-rah, win one for the Gipper kind of a guy. How have your motivational tactics to your team changed over the years?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think there's a time to motivate, and there's a time that they got to motivate themselves. And I think that as a coach, you got to figure that out. But I think you got to motivate your guys a lot. And I think we try to do it during the week. So I might not be a rah-rah guy, but I try to motivate probably. I don't know if it's on a daily basis, but you know, you're trying to obviously. You're always trying to get those guys to play above their level, and I think that's always the job of a coach, and it's not an easy job. But I think it's an important puzzle piece, I think, from a leader, and so you try to do your best, Schultze.
In the past, the pairwise would tell you know where you're sitting at this time of the year, as far as the national tournament is concerned. This year, the only certainty is win the postseason tournament. That's the only way for sure you're getting in. With all of the uncertainty, your message has always been, let's worry about today and worry about tomorrow. Does that help with the uncertainty of just focus in on today?
Well, I think everybody operates the same way, and that's all you can do is you just got to worry about the present. You can't worry about the future because there's no future if you don't take care of the present. So that's kind of how we address it. And you never get ahead of yourself, Schultze. It's just it's a kiss of death, and it's bad karma. And I don't think any coach ever wants to get ahead of themselves because it's a recipe for disaster.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Our pregame continues here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two, with head coach Tom Cerutori. Tom, what did Tech change on their power play, at least in structure, from the regular season to last night? Because it looked different from up here.
Well, a little bit. Again, I don't want to sit there and talk about everything, but because, you know, I mean, I don't know. I'm not trying to be secret, but I'm trying to be secret a little bit. But, no, they've changed some things on their power play breakout. And they actually they've tweaked some things in zone, and they got some, you know, a lot of it's personnel, and they got some good personnel. That Trenton Bliss is really, he's dangerous, and I think a lot of it too, you know, the puck's in his hands a lot. When the puck's in his hands, he's one dangerous hockey player.
You didn't have many power play chances last night, but late in the game you had one, and you had Wills Mullick and Elias Rosen up there at the point with Brendan Harrison on the second unit. Was that time of the game and up by two? Or have you moved Brendan Harris to that second unit to kind of spark that unit?
Too? Yeah, we've moved Brendan to the second unit with Owen coming back. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
On your first goal last night, Tom, was a great play by Kyle Loft. Moved the puck fast. Got it down to Harry, who moved the puck fast. The game has to slow down for players to be able to make plays that quickly. Can you practice that? Can you drill that? Or does that just come with game repetition?
Well, I think you try to practice. I think the biggest thing you try to do, Schultze, is have good practice habits and do everything do everything out of your comfort zone. That's probably the biggest thing that you want your guys to do in practice every day. Out of your comfort zone. Do it quick, do it fast. And you're exactly right. I think once you start learning to do things fast, the game does slow down. But I think in those particular instances, a lot of it's just instinctive. And Kyle made a heck of a play down there, as did Harry.
You talked in your weekly press conference this week of, you know, come playoff time, it comes to one play. If Kyle just delays a half a second, that pass doesn't get there, you don't score that goal to tie it, who knows how that game changes last night?
100%, Schultze. It's amazing what happens early in the game can dictate what happens later in the game. What happens early in the season can dictate what happens later in the season. There's just so many ifs and buts, and you're just spot on.
Michigan Tech has to be close to thinking they just can't flat-out beat Zach Driscoll anymore. He's had some great games against them. They have to be frustrated. When you played, was there a goalie that you're like, man, I just can't beat this guy? And if so, how do you, as a player, get out of that funk?
Well, like, the games are a lot different today than when I played. It was such more of an offensive game, and you were scoring 4 to 5 goals a game, back 100 years ago. So I can't even remember, Schultze, to sit there and tell you, was there a goalie? No, I don't remember, but the games are so different. That's probably why. But today, there's so many good goaltenders, and getting to three is such a difficult task. And It gets frustrating sometimes. Maybe it's the goaltender, but maybe it's just the team, or just maybe it's just the situation. Who knows? But it can happen. It can happen a lot. It happens to us. It happens to anybody. And you know, hopefully Drisky stays. You know what? He stays in the zone because he's been our rock boy. He's our best player right now. And you know, you want your goalie to be your best player this time of year.
Alex Iarullo's been on a tear lately too. The goal last night to his fourth game winner of the season. What has he done here? Specifically second half there, he's really seemed to pour it on a little offensively.
He's just a glue guy. He does everything right. He's really he's got good hockey sense, and he just plays the game the right way. He doesn't take any shortcuts, and those guys who know their way around the rink, Schultz, they just happen to be in the right place to be a little puck lucky is what I'm getting at.
Job of a play-by-play guy is to kind of tell the story in a couple of sentences, you know, just you know, the magnitude of the game. And here's what I came up with for today, Tom. Ending a team season is hard. By winning last night, you've got a little insurance policy in your back pocket. We all have car insurance. We all hope we never have to use it. Does that sum it up, or did I miss anything?
Yeah, no, I think you're right on. And, you know, there's no question. I mean, it's winning game one's a,